Good morning. I'm Randy Sprunk, a pork producer and corn grower from Edgerton, Minnesota, and president-elect of the National Pork Producers Council. As you all know, a large portion of the country, the proverbial breadbasket, is suffering its worst drought in more than 50 years, and livestock and poultry producers are struggling because of it. We're worried about having enough corn, soybeans, and other crops at any price to feed our animals. These aren't unfounded fears. USDA's recent crop report found that just 31% of the country's corn crop is rated at good or excellent. 38% is rated poor or very poor. USDA also forecasts that because of the drought, food prices will rise 4% next year. NPPC, the other livestock and poultry groups you'll hear from today, and a number of other agricultural organizations are asking for some help in dealing with the drought. The Obama administration has only a few options available. One of those is the law that established the federal renewable fuel standard, which requires a certain amount of ethanol to be blended into gasoline annually. That tool allows the EPA administrator to waive an appropriate portion of the ethanol production mandate to address dire situations such as this severe drought. Today we are petitioning Administrator Lisa Jackson to waive all or a portion of the RFS for corn ethanol for the remainder of this year and for the portion of 2013 that is 1 year from when the waiver takes effect. In writing the energy bill that set up the RFS, Congress included the waiver exactly for the situation farmers and ranchers now face. We need a waiver now. It's the law.
Thank you very much, Randy. Next, I'll turn to J.D. Alexander, Nebraska Cattleman and National Cattlemen's Beef Association President. J.D.?
All right, very good. Thank you, and good morning. I live in the great state of Nebraska and have the honor of serving as the president of the largest and oldest national organization representing America's cattlemen and women, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. It is no secret that I live in the part of the country instrumental in producing renewable energy from corn. I and NCBA support American ethanol and what it has done for the rural communities in Nebraska and many other states throughout the country. I also appreciate the fact that cattlemen in my state have access to byproducts derived from the ethanol production. I just want to be clear up front where I stand and where NCBA stands. I also want to be clear where we do not stand. We do not stand for federal mandates picking winners and losers. We do not stand for manipulation of corn prices. We do not stand for a federal government sitting by patiently, forking over taxpayer dollars to artificially inflate the price of corn for livestock producers and other end users. We also find it concerning to the viability of the livestock industry that these mandates are allowed to continue today in the worst drought I have seen in my lifetime. 70% of cattle country is under drought conditions. This is not isolated to a certain part of the country. This isn't rocket science. Let the market work and embrace free market principles and implement the waiver. I am a family farmer and cattleman, and I am not asking for a handout. I am asking for the federal government to let the market work, period. Thank you, and I'm looking forward to answering your further questions.
Thank you very much, J.D. Next, we'll turn to John Burkle, Minnesota Turkey Grower and National Turkey Federation Vice Chairman.
Thanks, and good morning. As a fourth-generation turkey producer and a member of a small turkey marketing cooperative in northwest Minnesota, I personally buy about 100,000 bushels of corn a year. The price of corn plays a critical role in my ability to feed my family. The availability of corn this year is uncertain, and I will have to make difficult decisions when it comes to purchasing my feed. I have already canceled my last flock of turkeys for this year. The reality is that these prices, which have been distorted by the RFS mandate, even the most prudent and cautious producer could be put out of business. Things are now worse than in 2008 when high corn prices and a refusal by EPA to see the economic harm coming put turkey companies out of business. As the owner of a farm and a processing plant where I, along with 22 other owners, try to market our turkeys for Thanksgiving, I think I speak for all independent producers across the country. The ethanol waiver is a must, and I hope the administration acts now. If not now, when? Thank you, and I look forward to answering your questions also.
Thank you, Randy. And finally, we'll turn to Michael Welch, President and CEO of Harrison Poultry in Bethlehem, Georgia, past National Chicken Council Chairman.
Good morning. My name is Michael Welch, and I'm President and Chief Executive Officer of Harrison Poultry in Bethlehem, Georgia, as Tom said. Harrison Poultry is a small, privately held company operating one slaughter plant producing a variety of products that are carefully and specifically tailored to our end customer requirements. Harrison Poultry is a proud member of the National Chicken Council, and I, as a former chairman of the organization, am pleased to present these opening remarks. One of the detrimental effects of the serious drought conditions across nearly two-thirds of the country is the fact that some analysts are predicting the U.S. corn crop this fall will be at least one-third smaller than the USDA's first forecast, causing a 60% spike in corn prices since June. This means literally tens of billions of dollars in increased costs for livestock and poultry producers and food manufacturers. Chicken companies in particular are increasingly being severely impacted by the growing diversion of corn into government-mandated ethanol programs. Due to the worst financial situation in the history of the chicken industry, due in large part to these record-high, extremely volatile corn prices, six federally inspected chicken companies in 2011 went out of business, filed for bankruptcy, or were forced to be acquired by other companies, some of which were foreign-owned. Thousands of jobs were lost. Hundreds of farmers were not able to continue to grow chickens. A repeat scenario could be experienced in 2013. When Congress enacted the expanded renewable fuel standard in 2007, certain safety valves for the RFS were put into place. One provision allows the administrator of the EPA to reduce the required volume of renewable fuel in any year based on severe harm to the economy or environment of a state, a region, or the United States. First drought since the Eisenhower administration calls for exactly the kind of flexibility that Congress envisioned. Relief from the renewable fuel standard is extremely urgent. Very short corn crop will undoubtedly prove to be devastating to the animal agricultural industry, food manufacturers, food service providers, and consumers, not just in the United States, but in the entire world. Thousands of jobs and the livelihood of family farmers are at risk. The chicken industry is urging EPA to implement the law and promptly grant a full or partial waiver of the RFS. How bad does it have to get before the administration acts? Thank you.